Welcome. I'm Kevin Miller, your guide and fellow traveler, as we discuss what drives you. When you know what drives you and understand why, you get where you want to go. In this episode, how to find out what you really want to do for work. Most of us work in order to make money. I'm going to assume that's you. It's me too. And making money is important. For this discussion, we're going to look at the concept of work you enjoy outside of money, or just say alongside of money. You know, my dad, Dan Miller, wrote the book 48 Days to the Work You Love. If you haven't read it, go check it out. 48days.com, the number 48days.com. Get a copy, just like over 2 million other people have done. But ultimately, we're looking for fulfilling work. You may not love it all the time. It may not feel like play all the time. Mine sure doesn't. But man, is it fulfilling. All my work pretty much always has been. I don't see this as a luxury, especially today. The more fulfilled you are in your work, the better work you'll do, and you'll serve everyone best. You, your family, your friends, your customers, and the world. So following is a short series of questions to ask that will help you on this path to clarity on what you would really like to do for work, even if you think you're close to it now. And friends, there is not much I am more passionate about than helping people clarify what does authentically drive them and get them into alignment. I have a special fondness for helping people right here in the work aspect, figure out how to be doing work in the vicinity, in the areas of life that really drive you. If that is you, if you want to get more clarity on that, email me. No big funnel or gimmick or challenge or deadline. Email me, kmiller@kevinmiller.co. I'll give you a personal response. Be a joy to connect with you. All right, drive with me a moment. Let's talk through some questions to help you gain more clarity on what you really want to do for work. Thankfully, the days of building a business website, then having this massive endeavor to integrate an online store are gone. Today, Shopify has fixed all that. I had one business where we actually built the entire website on Shopify's platform. So whether you're just starting out or you're selling $1 million of product already, Shopify is just the industry leader. It works the same for physical products or online and digital, and Shopify is just hands down the best out there. Most importantly, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. It's 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Getting people to buy is not that hard, at least to the buying point, but getting them to actually give their payment info is, and Shopify is king in that department. They also have top-tier customer service, which I think is critical. You can sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Kevin. That's all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Kevin to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Kevin. So we all work. We work to survive. We work to contribute to the world. That's pretty much it. I've not yet met anyone who was truly happy who didn't work. We do it to pay the bills, but if you really think about it, what would you do otherwise? What would you do with your days? You know, life of pure pleasure and entertainment, that does not create fulfillment. I mean, it just doesn't. I've seen so many people who have made enough money, they never need to work again. And they're 20, they're 30, they're 40, a lot of them in their 50s that I know, and so on. And what's interesting to me is two things. One, they may go off and play for a little while, and then ultimately they're looking for something to do. Now, I hang out with a lot of men, and I know so many of them who are trying to figure out what to do. It's almost frustrating to them that they don't need the money, because that's kind of what made them hungry. That was part of the motive. So interesting to think of. You end up not needing the money and you're kind of disappointed is what I find a lot. And here's an interesting aspect too that I've seen. When you don't need money and yet you want to do something so you go after it, so many people don't succeed with their endeavors. They usually at that point are going, okay, I made a lot of money over here selling widgets and doing whatever. Now I want to do something. I want to do something, period, because I'm bored otherwise. I want to do something meaningful and I want to do something that, you know, serves the world. And they go after it, but they don't need to make money. What I find out is a lot of, again, especially guys that I know, they spend a lot of money on something and they don't end up making much money or having a whole lot of success because that drive is not there. There are always exceptions, but I see that a lot. So it's interesting, the money and fulfillment collaboration and how it matters. It's helped me appreciate my work and that I do still desire income. With the amount of kids and family I have, I think I'll always need income. So that motive will probably always be here. But the issue has been made. I want you to think about this. I'm sure you've heard it. It's been made against working at what you love and enjoy and working at your passions. It's a fun thing for some people to take a contrarian approach. Screw passions. You know, you don't work for passions. They'll even cite back in time when people didn't have a choice. Come on, back in the day, it doesn't matter. You get up, you walk out of your cave and you go hunt and you gather. That's it. Everybody does. You don't choose work you love. It's just called survival. You know, fight off predators. That's about it. Pure survival. Though even there, it doesn't really stack up. I mean, human beings have always been communal people for the most part. Now, I didn't live back in the caveman days and maybe they were solitary in a cave by themselves, but it doesn't seem like it. I think if we go back in history, I'm not a historian, but you go back, you find out people always lived together. They needed each other, kind of like a pack of wolves. They live in packs. There's a lot of animals, pride of lions. I mean, there's a lot of animals. The majority of them, they live in groups together because it helps them get things done. And they, even amongst animals, they have different roles. And people generally have also, someone does go hunt. They're good at that, or they enjoy that. Someone does go, or they're bigger, or that someone does go gather berries and herbs. Someone sews, makes clothes. Someone watches the kids. Someone has kids. Someone sings and provides entertainment. Someone is good with fixing wounds and healing and stuff like that. We've kind of always done that since back in, tribal times. Now today we have an infinite, almost a frustratingly amount of infinite choices. And that can be overwhelming. And we've done some shows recently. I think we've done them recently, or they're coming up on some of this. And it's not infinite. That whole concept of, you can do anything you want. You can be anything you want. Not well. You won't do it well. You have the freedom to go do that. And if you want to go do something you don't seem to be a fit for, I hope it's because you have a really strong and healthy, authentic desire within you to do that. We want to find out what you're skilled at, what your talents, giftings, propensities, predispositions are, and what you enjoy. And I do want to put a big gravity on that one, I would say, on what you enjoy. Schools, I find, are prone to take what a kid is good at and push them in that direction, which would seem wise, except often you can find people are good at things that they don't enjoy. Or they don't enjoy that aspect. I was good at sports and competitive and athletically minded. And so what do you do in the South? You play ball sports. So I did football and baseball and soccer and whatnot, only to find out, yes, I was athletic. I did enjoy that. Yes, I was competitive. Yes, I was fast. I was, good eye-hand coordination. I was all those things. You know what, though? Kevin's not a real good team player. He's not good on teams because he doesn't listen. He doesn't really know what's going on. And he's not a great team player. Well, then we got me over into cycling. That's primarily an individual sport. That one fit well. So again, watch out what you're good at, because I was great at the ball sports. Great eye-hand coordination, great competitiveness, and just, seemed like an innate talent. And so people were prone to go, oh my gosh, you should do that. I have a son right now who, we had all the kids run just as a athletic pursuit and sports and stuff. We had all the kids run. And this kid was, again, we didn't take him around the world, but in our sphere of the world, he was unbeatable. He didn't get beat. He won everything, track, cross country, whatever. And he would just push himself to death. And at the end of the story, he hates it, hated it, hated the pressure. And so he's not doing that. Today he plays soccer, where he still gets to use his speed and athleticism in soccer, but the pressure's not on him. He didn't even want to play offense. He plays defense. And he's actually just about to end that and just pursue academics only right now. So again, we got to watch out what we're good at and what we actually enjoy and find fulfillment in. So ways to think about it. What are you curious about? There's a lot of questions here. What are you curious about? What is it you'll do over and over and over and just don't get tired of for the most part. I mean, there's nothing that I don't ultimately get tired of. But what are you curious about? That right there should be a main argument. I mean, you do everything with a motive, again, to make a buck. We'll put that. But after that, where are you curious? Where are you really interested? What are you adept at? Whatever those things are, you'll simply do them better. You'll work harder. You'll work longer. You'll do it with more skill and attention. It's simple math. I had all my kids do farmer's market in our little town and selling everything from coffee to wood products to Rice Krispie treats. But I had a lot of the kids do woodwork. And so if I wanted a wood lamp or a bird feeder or a sign done well, let Canyon do it. It's one of my sons. Let Canyon do it. He likes details. Doesn't like the social aspect. So when it comes to selling the things at the booth, talking to people, let Ian do it. He's not that detailed on the work itself. Really likes talking with people. Let him do it. Why not? Why would you not do the other? Unless you're just, let's just, you know, give them strength. Well, we could do that. And they did. They all participated in all of it. But at the end of the day, we're going to put them out there in the workforce. I'm going to say, guys, put Canyon, don't put him constantly interacting with people. It'll wear him out. It'll drain his energy. And he's a really deep thinker and he's good and he'll pay attention to details. Ian, on the other hand, if you don't let him talk to people, he's going to die. Let him go talk to people. He loves it and he takes care of people. He's really insightful. It fills him up and it fills people up. Again, simple math. So with that premise, let's look at a mind shift. Take money out of the equation. All right. We know you have to make that. So let's say that you're going to make the same amount of money for the same amount of time offering whatever you want. What is that going to be? You're going to spend 8 hours a day, 5 days a week for the next 3 years, getting paid the same amount, whatever you do. What's it going to be? It's easy to think again of just pleasure. Don't do that because any pleasure you're ultimately just going to get bored with. At the end of the day, you want to be creating something. You want to be building something. You want to be helping someone. You want to be serving someone. You want to be contributing to see that what you do matters. It helps someone or it amounts to something. Otherwise, you get bored and disconnected. That's a topic out there in the corporate culture as we have people who are so disconnected with the end product or service that they're associated with. They're up in a high rise somewhere doing something really, really far connected. And some of them, not all, but a lot of them we're seeing is, we've been seeing this for a long time, they're so disconnected, it's hard to find purpose and meaning and fulfillment. Now, there's got to be some personal satisfaction for what you do if you're going to do a truly good job and be as inspired at the end of 3 years of doing it as day one. Actually, the hope would be, the intent is that after you've invested that much time, you're even more interested, more excited about it, more inspired. Again, it's not in anything, you can't do anything well until your fulfillment. It's actually narrow. It's fairly narrow, but that's good. It's narrow, meaning the things that you really enjoy, that you're really going to be interested in, that you're really going to do well, is pretty narrow. You got to go about the work of understanding yourself. So what are you passionate about? Make a list of things that you personally like, that you care about, that you get mad about. Something that breaks your heart, something that inspires you, something that you wish you could tell people. Oh my gosh, if they just knew this. A lot of people who are out there just critics and they're just criticizing and blaming and whatever. I kind of want to get to it. Go, what do you care about? Okay, now do something about it. What do you want to do? And I hope that at the heart of a lot of the criticism is the personal, I think it's probably personal pain. There's a personal, like, get to that. What is that? What is that that frustrates you about the economy and the culture and politics and all the stuff that people complain about on social media to go, man, because they're arguing mostly about stuff that I don't care about. But they obviously do. Let's give that weight. What do you care about in there? What's really at the heart of that? What can you do about it? I think some of those people would be thrilled to be a part of those things, and they don't. So they just sit on the side and lament about it and criticize the world. You can even look at an audit of yourself. If I took a video of your life, what would I see that you're interested in, that you come back to over and over and over? Discussions that you have. Things that you watch or listen to. We could even look at entertainment. What are the memes that you're reading? I hope you're not reading too many per day, but what are the memes that you're drawn to? What are the games you play, the shows you watch, the movies you watch, the books you read, fiction and nonfiction? What podcasters do you listen to? Of the podcasters like this you listen to, what are you interested in? You know, are you interested when, like me, they go off talking about their big family or the adventures that they did or their athletic pursuits or the outdoors or health and wellness and fitness. Those are things that I talk about that I assume that if you're listening to me, you may have some interest and you like hearing those things as well. Meanwhile, there's a lot of people that don't listen to me because they don't. They're listening to somebody over here who's talking more about the economy and talking more about different things that I don't talk about. If I'm at a social gathering or if you're at a social gathering, what are you interested in talking about? What conversations are you interested in listening to or even adding into? You know, what is it? I tend to gravitate towards ideas and concepts, which can sound really intellectual, but I've had literal therapists call out and go, Kevin, you can talk all day up in the clouds. What are you going to do today? What's the action you're going to take? Can we be practical about anything? Man, I struggle with that. So it's nothing grand. There's no right or wrong here. It's what authentically interests you. I got a lot of friends, a lot of guys who come together and they talk about business and money and business and money. And I'm not that interested. I should be more. I need to be more, actually. It would help me to be more or to align myself with some of those guys. But, you know, economics, politics, social issues, the outdoors, industry, fashion, comedy, arts, spirituality. What are you interested in? Again, we're back to the core of my book. What drives you? What drives you? We're trying to figure out what drives you. Individually, what do you care about? Let's get you working at that. Lynn Twist, famous humanitarian, renowned humanitarian, Lynn, L-Y-N-N-E, Twist. I had her on my show. She's famous for a book, The Soul of Money. I had her on for a second book called Live a Committed Life. And she heard, I think she was in her 30s, and she heard somebody talk. It was actually the guy who led the hunger movement about, you know, people starving across the world and helping them. And she said, that's what I want to do. That's what I want to do. Man, I've heard that. Do I care? Yeah, I feel terrible. You go to the grocery store and you put your card in or you're about to, and it says, hey, do you want to help feed starving people? And you have to say yes or no. You know, do you want to help children with disabilities? You have to say, and for me, I'm going, no. Well, it's not that I don't, but I have chosen some things that I want to invest in. I have my charities and I have whatever over there. But, you know, what is that thing that you would hear? Hey, do you want to help this person? Do you want to help people with this? Do you want to help? Where do you want to help? And it can be, I want to help, you know, millionaires find purpose in their life and serve them so that they'll give their money to charities. You can pick any demographic. There's no right or wrong. It's just being honest. What do you care about? It's a lot of what my book, again, what drives you. My intent is to give you permission to step back and go, what do I really want? What do I really care about? It's not selfish. I want you to be selfish and figure out what you care about, because we can figure that out. We can then turn that outward and let you contribute to the world in that unique way that you will be tireless with, that you will be inspired by. Man, that's what I want you to contribute. And I want you to contribute. I want to contribute and I want you to contribute. That's the point that we're looking at here. What do you want to contribute? If money is off the table, you're going to make the same amount anyways. What do you want to contribute? And you may not know, and then that's okay. Now is your chance to go after that. Go buy 48 Days to the Work You Love, 48days.com by Dan Miller. I'd be thrilled if you'd get my book. That's what I wrote it for. What drives you? You'll find that on Amazon. But there's a lot of resources out there. A lot of the people that I have on the shows here that talk about this. It's getting to know yourself and then figuring out how to bring that self to the world. Well, friends, thanks so much for joining me on this journey. Really hope something resonated with you there. And it's got you thinking about what you really enjoy doing, even if you are involved already in work that's around the areas of fulfillment. How can you dig in even more acutely, more succinctly, more specifically? And friends, hey, if you want to talk more on this, on what drives you and getting understanding, that's what I'm here for. I'm not going to, we've got, you know, of course, all the things set up, go to this page and do this and do that and go through the funnels and go through all the steps. You know what? If you have some interest, email me. I'll see if I can help you. And if not, give you a resource for someone else who can help you, or a book or a podcast or a profile or something. We want to see how we can help you. Email me, K as in Kevin, kmiller@kevinmiller.co. And friends, I hope this episode helps you drive further and enjoy the ride. I live high up in the Rocky Mountains where the air is clean and fresh as possible, but then I step indoors and I'm breathing in untold amounts of toxins and allergens from paint and carpet and cleaning chemicals and pets and furniture and appliances and mold and so on. Studies show the indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than the outdoor air anywhere you are, and in some places it's 100 times worse than that. Well, the solution is to get an air purifier, and Air Doctor is just the best out there. It filters out 99.99% of dangerous contaminants and allergens such as pollen and pet dander and dust mites and mold and even bacteria and viruses, so your lungs don't have to try to do that. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus shipping. Go to airdoctorpro.com. You can use the promo code Kevin, and depending on the model, you'll receive up to 39% off or up to $300. Exclusive to podcast customers, you will also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. So to get the special deal, go to airdoctorpro.com. Use promo code Kevin. Friends, I'm pretty candid about my lack of financial prowess. Money and numbers are fairly Greek to me, so I need a lot of guidance. One of my closest friends is a wildly successful wealth manager, and I'm working on some financial literacy and just continually seeking guidance. So I ask you to check out yahoofinance.com. Nobody knows it all, and Yahoo Finance is an incredible resource for the rookies like me or the seasoned investors. You know, before my dad passed away recently, Dave Ramsey and his wife Sharon flew down to visit. We all got to spend a day together, and I was at yahoofinance.com just now. I saw multiple news flashes from Dave and other people that you respect, and they're hitting so many of the hottest areas in finance today. So it's a place to get a snapshot of all aspects of your financial interests, and if you have them, your portfolios. I hadn't realized Yahoo Finance is the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. So for your comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com. One more time. yahoofinance.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks so much for joining me on this journey. I look forward to meeting you in the Drive Tribe community for ongoing discussions about each episode. You can subscribe to the Drive Drop newsletter for weekly updates. Find it all at kevinmiller.co, along with all our social media and video clips. Until next time, I hope this episode helps you drive further and enjoy the ride. We have a lot of entrepreneurs in the What Drives You audience, so I've got a podcast for you, The Side Hustle Show with host Nick Loper. Nick showcases how you can make extra money through stories and ideas of regular people who made it happen, and that's what I appreciate about the show. We so often hear about the unicorn ideas, and we don't hear the regular stories of regular people doing fairly regular things, like Shelly, who started a travel blog in 2020 and now brings in $50,000 a month, or Lenny, who started renting out mobility scooters, makes $3,000 a month. You'll hear stories of people reviewing Amazon products, washing windows, and you'll find inspiration from something that can work for you while you keep your day job. Check out The Side Hustle Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app, or at sidehustlenation.com. You can actually answer a few short multiple choice questions at hustle.show and get a personalized playlist of the episodes that'll be most relevant to you. The Side Hustle Show.